I wear two hats. At this thing. About being a native Philadelphian and playing in the Big Five and growing up watching St. Joe's and Villanova and LaSalle and Temple. So I have a place inside of me that has a door and has a lot of admiration for just the Big Five and all the programs that represent it. And I think Coach Martin, all that he's done, not only for St. Joe's but just college basketball in its entirety, is phenomenal. And just hope that, you know, given the opportunity, that we can have a program that, you know, at the very least mirrors that someday.
Questions for any of the three? John, Jack, and Tyler, both of you. How's it feel?
Pretty good. Pretty good. You know, doesn't erase the first 15 Big Five losses, but, you know, to start. And, you know, to go out of here with at least one win on the record is something I think I needed. And as a team, I think this was the kickstart we needed going into the Ivy League season, kind of get off the schneid a little bit, and hopefully we can take some positives out of this game and learn from some mistakes we made and move forward and get our first win Friday against Yale.
Tyler, you
want to
answer that?
I'm just really happy for Jack, Connor, and Danny, who this is going to be the last chance. Luckily, I get another year, so hopefully we get a few more Big Five wins before I'm out of here, but I'm really happy for them. This game was about them.
Jack, for you, seeing that, you know, the disappointment you felt after the Temple game, I mean, for you, how important was this game for you, and how does this victory mean for you?
You know, Coach Allen's always big on, you know, the next game is the most important game, and so that's the way we treated this. You know, this was the most important game on our schedule, and you know, I have to say there was a little added significance for me because, like I've said, I didn't want to go out here with a zero in front of my Big Five record, so this is very significant for me.
Sitting there with 8 minutes left, 10 minutes left, in a tight game, and the thoughts creep in, this is your last chance, this is the last game. You know?
I mean, we've been thinking those thoughts since, you know, we lost on Wednesday. You know, we knew what the situation was going in, and we prepared for this game, and the, you know, coaches had a good game plan, and I thought, for the most part, we executed pretty well. You know, Coach Allen's going to point out some mistakes when we have film, and you know, we didn't box out very well in the second half, and you know, obviously some execution issues offensively. But you know, Tyler really stepped up, made a ton of big shots, really came through for us, and you know, he's just lucky he had me to pass the ball all the time.
Jerome, did you sense from the seniors? I know you always talk about how every game, the next game is the important game. Did you sense from the seniors any particular urgency in this game of being their last Big Five game?
I mean, I think, and we talked about it, the entire team, you know, had a little edge about them tonight. You know, because, you know, we needed this game. You know, we needed to get back on the right track, you know, heading in the league. But, and that's where the sense of urgency came from. You know, we dropped four straight, and quite frankly, we're trying to, not necessarily build the right culture, but when you're trying to convince guys to hold on to the process, they need to see a little light at the end of the tunnel to be reinsured. So for the most part, I thought they did a solid job of just stepping up when we needed stops, and making shots when we needed shots, and signs of an overall, you know, team effort.
Can you talk about your performance and how were you able to get open for so many shots?
And
were you feeling it?
A little bit. I mean, it was pretty much all Zach and Jack. To be honest with you, all my shots came from them. So I was just kind of moved off them, and you know, they kind of got me open. And then all I had to do is the easy part. Really, was just, you know, shoot the thing. You know, my coach always just talks about daylight and not to think about it. So anytime I saw some daylight, I was just trying to let it fly.
Tyler, you've had a lot of adversity and injury you like to deal with. Do you feel as you're back now as you were like the first part of your career?
I kind of talk about how I don't really want to compare myself now to, you know, where I was. It's an entirely different, I feel like I'm a different player or a different team. And so, you know, I'm just trying to focus on being, you know, the best that I can be within the framework of the team. And hopefully, as I keep working and we keep working as a team, we're just going to reap the benefits of that. You know, like Coach said, you know, buying the system and the process, and that's kind of really where it's all about.
Coach, was that something you were trying to do coming in? Was use the size? Seemed like you reset the high pick and roll and then top it off and shoot. Is that something you were trying to do coming in, or is that just how it played out?
No, we just said trust the system, man. One of the key things we say offensively is just have, you know, ball and body movement. And trust the system, have ball and body movement, and be patiently aggressive. Opportunities come, right angles, and guys moving. You know, it's tough to defend, you know, teams when all five guys are locked into the action and got the right spacing and the right timing. You know, he made some tough shots. But, you know, I'm just really just more pleased that, you know, guys made the right passes, trusted him to be where he was supposed to be.
We have any more questions?
Jerome,
Matt. Go ahead, Matt.
Oh, it seemed like in the second half, there's real emphasis on getting driving to the basket more so than the first half, the threes. Was that just your comments?
We talked about it a little bit. You know, we shot 14 threes in the first half, it's easy to fall in love with that shot, but you know, we got to play inside out. We got to play inside out, and whether it be on the pass or whether it be off the drip, off the bounce. And guys, got in the paint, found other guys, and that's it.
Jerome, you've always talked a lot about defending for 40 minutes. You know, in the second half, what was your opinion of the team's defense, especially the way you closed it out?
We had some lapses, and obviously I'm a harp on them. I thought, we did an okay job as a team, you know, knowing where Jones is at. You know, he's tough. He's a pretty good player. You know, he's quick. He can shoot the ball from deep. You know, he can shoot it off the bounce. You know, he can shoot it off the catch. So, you know, our emphasis wasn't to stop him. Our emphasis was just to keep the ball out of the paint, you know, and try to control, the perimeter and close out possessions. And I thought, for the most part, you know, we did a solid job of that. A couple of possessions and like the middle of the second half, where Roberts got a ridiculous offensive rebound. You know, I don't know if Elton Brand would have been able to keep him off the glass, but so it's a couple of things we need to tighten up. And I know we went zone and Zach missed a box out on Hilliard. Those little things, but all in all, I thought we had a solid performance defensively.
Tyler, last question right here. Clearly the mask doesn't affect your shooting. Are you close to getting it off?
No,
it's going to be off the rest of the season?
Yeah.
And you don't have any effects?
I might wear it for the next 2 years, to be honest with you.
He looks better with the mask.
It's because it's Jack's face on mine. So if we combine us, that's what you get.
All right.